Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Buffy.
Today's lesson is day two of David's daily life.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we found out that during the summer vacation, David had to get a summer job.
Yeah, and his friend Eddie found one for him. They're going to work together as business partners. 他们俩成为了生意上的伙伴。
That's right.Together, they're going to clean all their neighbors' swimming pools.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and they'll get paid for their work.
Even better.
Yeah, so David hopes he'll get rich this summer.
But is it going to work out like that?
Don't know.
Well, 在答案揭晓前，赶快先翻开杂志，边听边看文章吧。
All right, let's read the article.
David's Daily Life. Clumsy Eddie.
Our first customer was Mr. Fu. We used nets to scoop leaves out of his pool. But Eddie was so clumsy. First, he hit me with the net by accident. Then, he knocked over Mr. Fu's expensive plant. Mr. Fu wasn't happy, and I didn't want him to fire us. I said, Mr. Fu, we're sorry.To make it up to you, we won't charge you today. I thought Eddie would get better if we clean more pools, but we already cleaned several people's pools, and Eddie still makes mistakes.
One hour!
Net, net. The children tried to catch butterflies by using a net. The children tried to catch butterflies by using a net. Plant, plant. Plants need air, water, and sun to grow. Plants need air,Water and sun to grow. Fire, 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 fired, fired. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him. Mistake, mistake.Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test. Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test.
The article begins with David and Eddie's first day at work. It says, Our first customer was Mr. Fu.A customer is someone who's using your business.
Mm.
It could be a person in a store, or in this case, someone with a swimming pool that needs cleaning.
好，大卫和艾迪的第一个 customer 顾客就是 Mr. Fu. 哎呦哎呦哎呦，不错哦。我以为他们不会有任何生意说。Okay, what does the article say next?
Well, it's going to talk about cleaning the pool. And I wonder how they clean it. How do you clean a swimming pool?
How?
You can't wash the water.
Yeah, we can.
Anyway, the article has the answer. We used nets to scoop leaves out of his pool.
Oh.
A net, N-E-T, net, it's a type of material that is made of string, thread, or wire,twisted or tied together with small spaces in between.
That's right. Net 就是网子。同学们小时候有没有用过网子抓昆虫呢?
So we could say, the children tried to catch butterflies by using a net. The children tried to catch butterflies by using a net.
小朋友们试着用网子抓蝴蝶。I think that there is a shop called Net, right?有一间连锁服饰店的英文就是 N-E-T 耶。你看生活中到处是英文，不学都难啊，是不是？ Okay, let's get back to Pat.
So I guess a net could also be like a fishing net you could use to catch fish. So you can kind of think about what we mean here. We also saw the word scoop, S-C-O-O-P, scoop. If you scoop something, this is a verb, if you scoop something, you pick it up with a scooping motion. Kind of think like you're taking rice out of a rice cooker, so kind of down
and
up again.
That's right. Scoop 是动词，就是把东西摇起来、挖出来的意思。像是你把饭从饭锅里挖起来的这个动作呢，就是 scoop.
So we could say, we scooped the ice cream out of the bowl with spoons.We scooped the ice cream out of the bowl with spoons.
我们用汤匙把冰淇淋从碗里挖出来。That's a great example sentence. Speaking of ice cream, what's your favorite flavor? 你最喜欢的口味是什么呢 ,Pat?
Definitely coconut.
Really?
Mine
is chocolate and strawberry.
I think chocolate is too strong.
No, it's not.
But speaking of scoop, the tool you use to scoop up ice cream is also called an ice cream scoop.
That's right.
So it can be a noun as well as a verb. So let's get back to David. His job sounds easy so far, but it's about to go wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he says, but Eddie was so clumsy. If you're clumsy, C-L-U-M-S-Y, clumsy,You're very awkward, not very skillful. You would keep dropping things or breaking things like that.
Well, I get clumsy when I am very nervous. 我紧张的时候啊，就会笨手笨脚 ,clumsy 啦。How about you, Pat?
Not usually. I think I'm not too clumsy, but maybe if I'm trying to do lots of things at once, then probably I will, you know, drop something or just slip or make a mess. I'm probably, when I cook, I'm good at making a mess. Yeah, I can cook.
Would you cook for me?
What do you want to eat?
Anything you cook.
Okay, no meat. I don't cook meat.
Okay.
All right.We could also say, my friend Chris is so clumsy, he always spills his food everywhere. My friend Chris is so clumsy, he always spills his food everywhere.
我的朋友 Chris 笨手笨脚的常常打翻食物弄得到处脏兮兮。Is that the Chris I know?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Don't tell him.
I won't.So what did Eddie do? Why is he clumsy?
Why?
Yeah, the article says, first, he hit me with the net by accident.
Oh.
Yeah, that means he wasn't trying to do it. By accident means you're not trying to do it, but it happened anyway.
好吧,既然不是故意的 by accident, 那应该可以原谅吧。
So we could say, oh, I'm sorry.I sat on your glasses by accident and broke them. I'm sorry, I sat on your glasses by accident and broke them.
Oh no, 不好意思,我不小心坐坏了你的眼镜。
Yeah, not too good. So first, Eddie hits David with the net. But it gets worse. David says, then he knocked over Mr. Fu's expensive plant. If you knock something over...You hit it, and it falls down, and often breaks. Like, I stood up so quickly, I knocked over my chair.
这里的 knock over 就是打翻、撞倒的意思。I stood up so quickly, I knocked over my chair. 我站起来站得太快，结果啊，把椅子撞翻了。
Oh dear. We also saw the word plant, P-L-A-N-T, plant.A plant is a living thing that grows in the earth and usually has a stem, leaves, and roots. Trees and flowers are plants.
That's right. Plant 是植物。我最喜欢的植物是郁金香跟玫瑰。同学们有最喜欢的植物吗？ Okay, example sentence time, Pat.
Okay, for example, plants need air, water, and sun to grow.Plants need air, water, and sun to grow.
植物需要空气、水和阳光来生长。
Sounds like Eddie's causing a lot of trouble. David says, Mr. Fu wasn't happy and I didn't want him to fire us. If you fire, F-I-R-E, fire someone, you force someone to leave their job. A boss can do that if he has a bad worker.
Yeah, fire 就是动词解雇的意思，也就是炒鱿鱼咯。
Here's a sentence. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him.
That doesn't sound good. 老板啊，对那位懒惰的员工感到很火大，所以就请他卷铺盖走路回家吃自己吧。
Here's how David made sure Mr. Fu didn't fire them. I said, Mr. Fu, we're sorry. To make it up to you, we won't charge you today. If you make something up to someone, you do something good to balance something bad you did first.
没错没错 ,make something up to somebody, 就是补偿某人的意思。假设我今天上课迟到害 Pat 老师等很久，我就可以说 ,Sorry for being late, how can I make it up to you, Pat?
Buy me coffee.
Sure. 这边呢我们还看到以不定词开头的句子 to make it up。那这个文法有什么需要特别注意的地方吗？赶快进入今天的英文快译通吧。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。英文中用来表示目的的讲法，共有三个常见的句型，到底是哪三个呢？首先，第一个就是我们此次课文中的用法 to T-O 加上原形动词，后面接上一个完整的子句。举个例子来说， Tim 老师的姐姐 Lauren 很喜欢看演唱会，但大家都知道有名的歌手像周杰伦啊、阿妹他们热门歌手的演唱会票都非常的难买，尤其是要现场排队的票常常要一大早甚至几天前就要去排队。这时候英文我们就可以说To buy the concert tickets, Lauren waited in line for 10 hours. To buy the concert tickets, Lauren waited in line for 10 hours. 为了拿到演唱会的票， Lauren 排队排了10个小时。天哪，不觉得很惊人吗？接着我们要讲到同样表示目的的第二个句型。这个句型很简单，其实只要把刚刚上方的句型颠倒过来就可以了。怎么个颠倒法呢？其实就是先说出主词加上第一个动词加上 to 再加上第二个动词就可以了。例如像我的姐姐 Lauren 之所以会去看演唱会的目的，当然就是要支持她最喜欢的歌手啦。这时候用第二个句型的讲法，我们就可以说 Lauren went to the concert to support her favorite singer. Lauren went to the concert to support her favorite singer.接着第三个用来表示目的的讲法，就是在我们刚刚的第一个句型前方加上 in order， 正确的句型就是 in order to 再加上一个动词，后面接上一个完整的子句。我们来用一个类似的例子来造个句子吧。例如上次的某场演唱会，虽然表演的明星不是 Tim 老师喜欢的，但是呢，为了当个好的弟弟，我最后还是陪我姐姐去看了这场演唱会。所以用第三个句型的讲法，我们就可以说 In order to be a good brother, Tim went to the concert with Lauren. In order to be a good brother, Tim went to the concert with Lauren. 为了当个好的弟弟， Tim 还是跟 Lauren 去看了演唱会。最后让我们来总复习一次今天用来表示目的的句型。 Tim 的姐姐 Lauren 为了拿到演唱会的票排队排了10个小时 To buy the concert tickets,Lauren waited in line for 10 hours. To buy the concert tickets, Lauren waited in line for 10 hours. 而她去看演唱会的目的是为了支持她最喜欢的歌手。She went to the concert to support her favorite singer. 而她的 little brother, 也就是我啦，为了当个乖的弟弟，最后还是陪她去看了演唱会。In order to be a good brother, Tim went to the concert with Lauren.最后经过今天的讲解，同学是不是对这三个用来表示目的的句型清楚很多了呢？英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
David's idea was good, But that means he didn't get paid.
That's right.
He also says, I thought Eddie would get better if we cleaned more pools.
I thought so too.
But we already cleaned several people's pools, and Eddie still makes mistakes.
Oh, Eddie 可能笨手笨脚一两次就算了，没想到他居然一直给他笨手笨脚下去，清理过几个游泳池之后还是一直犯错，这怎么办呢、啊、这个
A mistake, M-I-S-T-A-K-E, mistake, is an action or an opinion that is not correct, or that produces a result that you did not want.、
Hmm.
So a mistake on a test could mean a bad grade.And you don't want that.
That's right. Nobody likes mistakes. 没有人喜欢犯错。那但是犯错呢是在所难免。重点是从错误中学习。Learn from your mistakes, right, Pat?
Yeah, right. So here's another sentence. Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test. Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test.
Christina 的错误导致她的考试没有拿到好成绩，可能是考完没有检查，或者是答案填错了之类的。
It doesn't sound like David's enjoying his summer job at all.
Hmm.
If Eddie keeps making mistakes, they'll never get any money. Hmm. Well, that's where we'll leave the story for now. Tomorrow, we'll find out if Eddie gets any better, or...If things get even worse for him and David. For now, we'll end today's lesson.
哎呀，本来一开始大卫还打了发大财的如意算盘，没想到 Eddie 一直给他出包。究竟大卫的发财梦能不能如愿？让我们先进入今天的 wrap up.
So, today we found out about Eddie making mistakes.
That's right.
And this is a good thing to remember when you're learning English. It's okay to make mistakes, as then you'll learn more quickly.
没错没错。
Yeah, your English will get better faster if you speak more, even if you make mistakes. But you won't learn if you never speak because you're afraid to make mistakes.
I couldn't agree with you more, Pat. 同学们不要害怕犯错哦，汲取教训，从错误中学习也是进步的一种方法。
Okay, that's all we've got time for, so we'll see you tomorrow to finish the story. Bye for now.
Bye bye.
A-Class 小聚会
嗨，大家好，我是 Evita。出国的时候，如果给他一个不小心掉了护照，这该怎么办呢？来 ，A， 移民署 ，B， 海关 ，C， 大使馆，哪一个才能帮你补办护照呢？正确解答就是 C， 大使馆。好，首先莫急莫慌莫害怕，先到当地的警察局备案，之后再到驻外的大使馆。准备好相关文件，补发护照。而今天的小聚会就是 ：Can you show me the way to the Taiwanese embassy? Can you show me the way to the Taiwanese embassy? 中文的意思就是：你能告诉我台湾驻外使馆的路吗？这句话最重要的字就是 embassy，E-M-B-A-S-S-Y， 大使馆的意思。使用的时候，第一个字母 E 需要大写哦。好的，今天的小聚会 ，Can you show me the way to the Taiwanese embassy? 是可以照样造句的。Can you show me the way to somewhere 某处？就是你能告诉我某处的路吗？好啊，那像刚刚我说，护照掉了，先去警察局备案。可是警察局在哪里嘞？就可以问说 ，Can you show me the way to the police station? Can you show me the way to the police station?再举个例子，如果你在国外准备要搭公车啊，可是不知道公车站在哪里，就可以问问看 ，Can you show me the way to the bus stop? Can you show me the way to the bus stop? 好的，时间又到啦，要把今天所学的记起来，出国旅游就不怕迷路咯。A Plus 小聚会，下次见，拜拜。
David's Daily Life, Clumsy Eddie.
Our first customer was Mr. Fu. We used nets to scoop leaves out of his pool. But Eddie was so clumsy. First, he hit me with the net by accident. Then, he knocked over Mr. Fu's expensive plant. Mr. Fu wasn't happy, and I didn't want him to fire us. I said, Mr. Fu, we're sorry. To make it up to you, we won't charge you today. I thought Eddie would get better if we clean more pools, but we already cleaned several people's pools, and Eddie still makes mistakes.
Net. Net. The children tried to catch butterflies by using a net. The children tried to catch butterflies by using a net. Plant. Plant. Plants need air, water, and sun to grow. Plants need air, water, and sun to grow. Fire. Fire. Fire, fired, fired. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him. The boss got angry at the lazy worker and fired him. Mistake. Mistake. Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test. Christina's mistakes caused her to get a poor grade on the test.